Yeah, this week's parsha's Vayetze. So I want to say over a vort. I remember this vort I heard as a child from Rabbi Sholem Kasten, said it over to me years ago, and we'll see what the vort is and for who's the originator of the vort, and then develop it further, this idea. Okay? State. Vayachalom hinei shuvam mutzav artza. Shom magi ha-shamayma. Okay, I'll give you all the way. So he had this dream. And then it says, Vayikatz Yaakov mishnoso v'yoma achei yesh Hashem v'mokom hazeh v'anochi lo yadak. So there's a word from Rav Shimshon of Astropola. There's a Mechubal, and this is the Vort. It's a classic Vort, so you should know the Vort, and then we should develop the idea of the Vort. It's based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Pasuk says in Yecheskel, V'arbab ponim le'echaz, V'arbab knafayim le'achaz mehem. That the Malachim in Shemayim, they had four faces to them. So we have, you know, one side we have a face. Then there's nothing here, nothing here, nothing there. But they had something on each four sides. So what were the four? So the Pasuk says, on page 7, Pasuk Yud, Dvus Pnei Pnei Odom, Pnei Aryeh, Pnei Shor, Pnei Nesher. So it was Aryeh, Nesher, and then in Cheskel Yud, it has Arba Ponim, Pnei Kruv, Pnei Odom, Aryeh, Nesher. So Yaakov Avinu says, "Achein Yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh." That I knew that in Shemayim they had the face of an Aryeh, v'achein, the Aryeh, the Chaf, the Kruv, and the Nesher. But Anochi, the Yud, is the Adam, is Yaakov Avinu. But I didn't know that my face was Chaf in Shemayim. So, Achein Yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh, that I knew. The Aryeh, the Kruv, the Nesher, that I knew. But Anochi lo yadati. But the Aryeh, Kruv, Nesher, Yaakov, that I, was Yaakov is the Adam, as we'll see in the Gemara. Yaakov is the face of Yaakov was the Adam that was Chokuk and Lamala. That I didn't know. And so this, where's this word brought down? Here. Take a look on page 13. In the note, in the footnote in the bottom, where it says the second arrow on the right side, Kavati, Kikun Shulcham Kisik Vodi. Shamati b'shem HaKadosh me'estropolo, sheperish, achein yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh, v'anochi lo yadati. Yoda Achein, he knew the Aryeh Kruv Nesher Kivuim Bekisei HaKovod. That he knew that was by the Kisei HaKovod. But Ke'es Rosh Agam Tzuroso Kavu Hashem Yaakov Anochi Lo Yadati. Aryeh Kruv Nesher Yaakov, that I didn't know. And in the Mitzutei Shimshon, which is a collection from Rav Shimshon of Astropolia, he says even further. He says, because he says it's not like this. Look on page 11. The Pasuk says, Vayisrotutsu habonim bekirba, vatomi imkein lama ze anochi, vatelech adroshes Hashem. So he says beautifully on page 15, on the left. Birkas Avram Peish, In other words, what did Rashi explain? That when she went to a Beis Medrash, she was trying to come out. When she went to a Beis Avodah Zarah, it was trying to go out. So she was confused. She says, Perish, Raytzur, Bim Bekibar, Tomin, Kain, Lamazah, Anokhi, She Yada Rivka, She Yivara Laben, She Yashlem, HaMerkava, HaRomezes, Ba'anokhi. But she knew that her, she's going to have the son that's going to, he's such a tzaddik, and his face is going to be in Shemayim on the Merkava. Sharasa, but then she didn't understand. Because Sharasa, al pischei, al varazara, ratsa, al tzeis. He says, so what kind of son do I have? Amrin, kei, lamazah anokhi, eichi takin, she yelat zeh, yashli ma merkava. Lamazah anokhi. How can he be the yud? How can his, the adam, how can it be him? He's interested in avarazara. And then they explain to him that it's shnegoyim, etc. Okay, so this is a beautiful idea, but and how do we know that? So we know that took the wrong one.
Good parsha too.
Because of the Gemara Chulin. So in other words, Achein yesh Hashem b'mocham hazeh v'anochi lo yadati. Achein, the Aryeh, the Kruv, and the Nesher, that he knew, but Anochi, the Yaakov, he didn't know. And that's why he says, Ayitzosu habanim b'kirba, she knew that her son was going to be Kokuk b'ksisei hakavod, but he was coming out when she went by a base of Avodah Zarah. So, I don't understand the Anochi. I don't understand how my son, Yaakov, is going to be Chokuk Kisei HaKavod if he's going to be. Now, the source of this, how do we know it's. So, the Gemara in. The Shech likes to quote the Gemara in Chulin, on page 17, at Sadi Aleph of the base. Tana Olin Ubistaklin Bidyukto Shomala, Vyardu Mustaklin Bidyukto Shomata. Whereas the Gemara says that the Malachim, where the Pasuk says, Ine Malachim Olim Vyardim Bro. So the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, what does it mean? The Malachim went to Shemayim, they looked at Yaakov on the Kisei HaKavod, then they came down, and they looked at him here, and they wanted to kill him. Rav Shecht always says over from Rav Chaim Volozhin, even though if you look at Rav Chaim Volozhin, it doesn't say it exactly that way. But the way he says it over is that Yaakov in the Kisei HaKavod was the potential of Yaakov. And Yaakov in this world was what he actually accomplished. So the Malachim, only Yodim, though, they went up, they saw what Yaakov could be, and then they walked down and they saw he wasn't exactly what he could be, so they wanted to punish him, they wanted to whatever. But that's the source that's brought down in the Nitzotzi Shimshon for this idea that only that it was Yaakov, the Adam was Yaakov Avinu, because the Malachim only Yodimbo went up. They saw Yaakov and Shemayim. The way Reb Chaim Volozhin says it over, if you want to look, Shechter likes to quote the Medrash. The Medrash says on page 10 and 11 that a lot of times you have on page 18. It says, Vayomer Moshe Moshe, right? Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov. Avram Avram. So the Medrash says, by Avram Avram Yeshbo Hosek. In other words, there's a line between Avram Avram, like I'm trying to explain. It means he's supposed to be Mafsik. Avram Avram. But by Moshe Moshe, there's no line in between because there's no Hefsek between Shmuel Shmuel Yeshbo Pesach. Moshe Moshe, Abel Pesach. So Rav Shechter says it over from Chaim Volozhin that the Moshe means it's Moshe in Shemayim and Moshe here. And Moshe was the only one who really fulfilled his potential 100%. So there's no hefsek between the Moshe in Shemayim and the Moshe in the arts. Avram, as great as he was, there's a hefsek between the first Avram and the second Avram. Because the Avram in reality, Avram Shemayim, weren't exactly the same. And Yaakov, Shmuel Shmuel, Yeshua Pesach. But Moshe, Aimbo Parsek. The way Rav Chaim Volozhin, I'm not going to read the whole thing, really says is that somebody's neshama is in Shemayim, and part of it comes down. It's like to this world. So part of his neshama is still a Shemayim, part of it comes down, and he's put in a body. And if a person is still Gashmi, so then it's like there's a hefsek between his neshama and Shemayim and the neshama here. If he makes himself totally ruchni, so then there's no hefsek, and that's so then the part of neshama that's in the aretz and part of neshama Shemayim doesn't have hefsek because his body is not gashmi because he's totally ruchni dikka person. Rav Shechter explains that to mean actual and potential. One could say it that way, or one could just say it's not so much actual and potential, so it's rather a person is totally ruchni or not, but which could be the same as being actual and potential. But the idea being that Yaakov Avinu says, "Achein yesh Hashem b'mochem hazeh," and "Anochi lo yadati." I knew that there was the Ari, the Kruv, and the Nesher, but the Ari, Kruv, Nesher, Yaakov, I didn't know. So this made me think of the what I saw quoted from the words of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer in Pasha in Tzave, on page 24, Pasuk in Tzave, "Atat daber." El kochach melev asher minisiv ruach chochma v'asuz big daron l'katchol l'chad oli. So he says a beautiful idea. In other words, what does the pasuk say? That Moshe, you should tell the chach melev to make the begadim, right, for the Mishkan. So what does that mean? So he says beautifully. Take a look on page 25. He says a lot of people have talents, latent talents inside of them, latent wisdom, etc. And they don't use it, because sometimes you need somebody to point it out to you, that you have these capabilities to be such and such. It's there. Chokhma netua. Im yavo misha ya'orim al zeh. If somebody will come and wake you up and say, realize what you could do. Yotzi hatomun ahu v'yigla leikol. So then what's ever been dormant inside of the person could come out to fruition. The imlav yev nelam kigagir hazarua. If not, it'll be like a little piece of seed that's planted, that if you will water it and the ground and plow and something like that, so that little seed will make a plant. But if you don't do anything, it'll just remain hidden on the ground and nothing will happen. He says, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I know that these people have the kant. So, in other words, it doesn't, the simple pshat, you learn basic, Hashem said, go tell them to do it. He says, no, go point out to them their talents, that they have these talents. Well, I know they have these talents, because I created them with these talents. So what should you tell them? You should tell them to make the begadim. No! Tell the chach melev that you have these talents. In other words, Hashem Milesi Ruach Chachma is going on what you should tell the Chachach Melech, that you're capable to do this, you have the talents to do this. Matna Be'alem Hashem Milesi Ruach Chachma Zeba Atzma Hu Yadibor Hashem Tadaber V'todim Hashem Milim Ruach Chachma. They said B'zos Ha'odo Osu's Bitten. So then they'll be able to do, they'll make the big day Aaron. So the same idea, that Yaakov Avinu, he was a great person, but he didn't realize how great he was. He didn't realize that he was chokok b'kisei hakovod. That's what it was. Achein yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh. Anochi lo yadati. Sometimes you have to, wake up a person to say, you could have this capability. You could do it. So some people, they're just not aware of what their kochos are. Sometimes, you know, people need to be, you know, told. That wakes them up and that invigorates them. And that's what Chacham Sofer is saying. Atat dabel chochom elev. Simple pshat you learn. You should speak to the chochom elev. Who I made them chochme. Who I made chochom elev. And they should make the things. So Chacham Sofer says, yeah, of course you made it. No, atat dabel chochom elev. Colon, what should you tell them? Asher milesi ruach chosma. And that's the idea of Yaakov Avinu. That's why Yikatz Yaakov Mishnoso. You know, and it was, and he saw the what was going on in Shemayim, and he saw that how chashiv he was. And it's a fine line to you know, some people think they're so chashiv and the whole. Like Pilchas Khan once said, some of people think that, you know, the whole world is revolves around them. So that's not good anyway, either. But the point is, you know, because that brings gaiva. But he's saying, don't underuse what your capabilities are. And that's the famous words of the Ramban. Ramban in by the Akeda. He says, what's the point of a Nisoyim? What's the point of a Nisoyim? Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen always says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives a Nisayon to somebody who knows that he can pass the Nisayon. If he knows he can't pass the Nisayon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not trying to give somebody a Nisayon to fail. So the Ramban says, L'hotzi min ha-koach l'apol. But Hashem wants you to show it you can do it. Do it. In other words, Hashem knows you can do it. But he's giving a Nisayon that you'll actually come to fruition in action. And everyone, you know, everyone who they are have different talents, different. And the worst thing is if a person's laziness gets in the way of, or other things in life, you know, that people have other issues that they're dealing with, and that sometimes, emotional issues, things like that, that sometimes stays as an impediment to people doing what they actually have their ability to do, and that's the goal. Like Rav Shechter said from Rav Soloveitchik, that you know, philosophy of mission. Everyone has a mission in this world. That's why Rav Shechter says from Rav Soloveitchik, like to quote Rav Cook's interpretation in the Machzor Yom Kippur, El Kai Achelon Tzati Ani Kadai, that everyone was put here at a certain time in the life, because if I would have been born 50 years beforehand, Eini Kedai, Achelon Tzarti, because it wasn't my time to contribute into the world. But Achshav Sheno Tzarti, Kiilu Nono Tzarti, but now I was created at the right time, but it's Kiilu Nono Tzarti because I didn't fulfill what I was supposed to do yet. So you know, everyone is different, everyone has different capabilities, different things, but we have to, you know, sometimes wake up and do what we could do. Is this the Olam HaAsiyah? You know, Olam Haba is not, you know, they say the Vilna Gaon, when he was dying, he was crying. He said, why are you crying? The Talmidim asked him, because he says, in this world, I have a couple of prutos. I can buy tzitzis. I can do mitzvahs. Olam Haba, you can't do mitzvahs anymore. So this is the Olam HaAsiyah. But you have to know what to do, like what you should do in life, what's a good profession for you to do, whether you should be, you know, learn part of the time, or learn more than part of the time, or learn less and be a doctor or something like that. You know, what's the right thing for you to do, and what your capabilities, you know, and it has to be what you. Sometimes people want other people to be who they want them, you know. Rav Litzelstein once said about Rav Soloveitchik that people want Rav Soloveitchik to be who they wanted him to be and not who he really was. You know, which is a, you know, true assessment. But the point being is that a person, you know, sometimes a father wants a child to be a certain thing because that's what he was but it might not be what's cut out for his child. But sometimes it is cut out, and it's just the child's just lazy. So it's a complicated thing to understand what you're good at and what you can contribute with, and that's why Yikas Yaakov Minosho. He woke up and said, you know, not in the Gaivadik way, but he realized that, you know, yeah, there I am. So Hashem said, Hashem releasing Ruach Chochma, that you are Mali Ruach Chochma. So Hakaras Adam Es Atzmo Mekomo. And then that's very important. And anything we can help do with our friends who have impediments in their lives that are stopping them, and that's the biggest chesed you can do, to help another person and to fulfill what they can do. And not what you want them to do because it looks good for you, but it's what's good for them. You know, that's the nisayon of a parent. Because, Rabbi Radinsky was saying this at the Hesped for Rav Palayev last week. He said Rav Palayev told someone in the Mishpacha, you know, you don't have to be a Rav. You could be we have enough Rabbanim. You could be a Balabas, that would be good too. You know, even though Rabbi Radinsky said, you would think he's a Rosh Hashiva, so every Rosh Hashiva wants his son to be a Rosh Hashiva too. Because he had the idea that he said that, no, for you would be good, for this particular family member, you should be a Balabas, and that would be a good thing for you. But the key is to always make sure that we're using our time properly, you know. And it doesn't mean you shouldn't socialize. That's part of life, is to have friends and schmooze with friends, and, you know, that's also part of it. And then there's just some things in life that are like bittle. Nothing to do with friendship, nothing to do with anything, just waste of time. And I think some of the technology of this day and age, like, is a time, sucks away people's time for Dvarim Shel Hevel, Rick. We're not even talking about things that are mamish osur, that are part of these enterprises. I'm just thinking, you know, just bittle, you know, having friendship and schmoozing and calling your friends, and those are healthy things. But certain things, you know, that are part of the modern day culture that take away, just suck away your time, you know, that you can just drown in these things. That's taking away the impediment of knowing who you are, knowing what you could do. So we all are B'nai Yaakov Avinu. So we should all, whatever Madrega we are, we have to realize that there's some form of us on the Kisei HaKavod as well, that we could do, and we just have to make sure that we're doing it to the best of our abilities, and the Kashivas with his mind. And I told you, the Chofetz Chaim said he became a Talmud Chacham because he learned on Fridays. Friday is the time. Who's learning on Fridays? It's going, coming. He made sure he learned on Fridays. So, you know, here we should say Sundays as well. You know, you know, and Shabbos is also, those are 3 days in the week, it's almost half the week, on these Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, these days that have, and now we're not in the full swing of our thing, but there's valuable times that you could, now the Friday nights are long, you can learn, you could open up Orachayim, you know, in some circles, Friday night you can learn Orachayim HaKadosh, or some other, you know, we're looking at knowing very well, like a more of a chef, Yomi, you can prepare whatever, whatever you want, whatever. But the long Friday nights, it's good to take advantage. You know, you'll also get a lot of nice time to sleep as well, but, you know, take advantage of the beautiful Shabbos, the Shabbos table. Again, whenever somebody's here for Shabbos, let me know. You can come for Shabbos. I always try to have people over at the Shabbos table. You know, it's a tremendous... That's also part of the, you know, our fulfilling our life and our potential. So the Malachim, only the Yordim Bo, as Rav Shechter explained, it from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that they saw that Yaakov wasn't fulfilling his total potential. But yet Yaakov Avinu is the one on the Kisei HaKavod, and that's, he has to realize, like the Chasam Sofer says, Hashem Milesiv Ruach Chochma, what you could be, and that's what we have to make sure. Sometimes people are over-ambitious, and then they're over-ambitious, and then they try to do too many things at once, and then they get nothing done. So that's also a sakana, not to be over-ambitious, but to have that Derech HaMemutza of Yaakov Avinu, and then to realize, Achen Yesh Hashem HaMakom HaZeh, Anochi Lo Yadati.